Welcome to The Word at Westminster, a podcast with talks, studies, interviews, sermons, and more from Westminster Church in Barrie, Canada. It's about learning and living God's Word. We live in a digital age. Last year, 720 hours of video was uploaded to YouTube every single minute. Instagram has 3 billion active monthly users. 3 billion! The internet is everywhere, up, down, left, right, and increasingly, within. It's also highly polarizing. Now, one of the reasons for this polarization is because of how algorithms work. Social media platforms, mobile devices, and websites track the kinds of things you watch and listen to. Sometimes they can even track your eye movements to see how long you look at certain things. They feed you more of what they think you like. Now, why would they do this? One of the major reasons is surely financial. The longer they can keep you engaged, and the more they can get you to return to their app or platform, and the more addicted you get, the more revenue they get. In terms of the algorithm, let's use short-form video as an example, whether that be YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram stories. Your feed will be increasingly populated with people who say things you already agree with. This is sometimes referred to as an echo chamber, i.e., hearing echoes of your own voice, albeit through different people. When you only see and hear things you already agree with, it tends to solidify the divide between us and them. It also numbs you to the fact that the world is bigger than what your screen is telling you. With all this in mind, here's my advice about how to avoid the polarizing effect of the internet. Learn from people who don't agree with what you already think. Granted, when people go online, especially in the morning or the evening, they're often looking to be entertained. They're probably not going to be doing comprehensive research or critical analysis of this, that, or the other thing. But when we're in entertainment mode, we tend to be more passive. As a result, we more readily gobble down anything that our eyes, ears, and hearts consume. The digital world tends to oversimplify people and issues and remove context. It continually refeeds you with ideas or products it thinks you want more of. A first step is simply being aware that this is happening. I think it's also beneficial to be open to learning from people who don't already agree with what you already think. Why? Because unless you're deliberate about this, the internet is not going to help you. Perhaps it has to do with a different political or theological opinion. Perhaps it's a different news source than your usual default. At the end of the day, you might not change your mind, but you will probably be better informed, less likely to oversimplify viewpoints or arguments, and less inclined to think about other people as digital caricatures on a screen. Let me end with a word about perspective. Kevin Myers and John C. Maxwell write, "We live in a culture which tends to supersize earthly things and downsize eternal things." True enough, our culture makes a big deal about things that won't last, like money, prestige, or appearance, but tends to neglect things of eternal consequence, like faith and virtue. Their words can also be applied to this discussion about the polarizing effect of the internet. We live in a digital culture which tends to supersize things you already like and downsize things you don't. But since when is that a recipe for healthy thinking, faithful discernment, or everyday wisdom? Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, stand on the truth of His Word, advance the kingdom, live out His love in the world, and be unafraid to learn from people who don't always agree with what we already think. When we do this, I think we'll be less naive, better informed, and wiser for life's journey, a journey which is usually more complicated and nuanced than we are often led to believe.